Wrapped Around His Finger, written and read by Molly Moore. We are out to dinner. It's just the two of us. The restaurant is busy, but everyone is preoccupied with their meal and their companions. Nobody pays us two sitting quietly in the corner any mind. The waiter is polite, but clearly they are understaffed, and so he does not linger at our table. We don't mind one little bit. His hand rests on my thigh while the waiter takes our order, and then, as we wait for our starter to arrive, he traces lazy circles up and down my leg, every now and then brushing his fingertips over the exposed flesh at the top of my stockings. I slide down slightly in my seat and open my legs a little bit wider. The food comes. He removes his hand from my leg. We eat. It is delicious. I feel relaxed, happy. I love spending time with him like this. We order a dessert, or perhaps I should say I do. We will share, but he lets me pick. His hand resumes its position on my thigh. I am talking, telling him some story or a thought I had. I can't remember exactly what the subject was. I come to an abrupt halt as his hand slides up between my legs and pushes my thighs apart. He pauses for a moment, as if the fact I have stopped speaking has distracted him. "Go on," he says. "I'm listening." I try to remember what I'm saying. I stumble out a vague sentence, but as his fingers find my pantyless cunt and start to delve into my folds, the words turn to a gasp and a sigh, and all pretense of a conversation is over. He leans in and kisses me, a soft, gentle touch of his lips on mine, and uses the opportunity to push a finger into me. The waiter chooses that exact moment to bring the dessert. He sits and watches me eat. When I offer him a bite, he lets me feed him. The conversation starts up again, but the moment my plate is empty, he catches the waiter's eye and requests the bill. Outside, the evening is warm. He takes my hand and we wander away from the restaurant towards the main road and our familiar route back home. As we pass the local library, he suddenly veers off course and leads me through the car park to the back of the building. It is shielded from the houses behind by large evergreen bushes. But between them, there is a little pathway that people use to cut through to the park on the other side. It is predictably deserted. The gravel wall of the building cuts into the bare skin across the top of my back, but I barely notice it. Instead, my mind is utterly focused on the hand around my neck and the other pushing thick, hard fingers into my juicy cunt. "Touch your clit," he whispers into my ear, his lips brushing up against my neck as he speaks. I don't hesitate to follow his instructions as he works his fingers inside me as I rub at my clit. Everything about this moment turns me on. The illicit location, the warm summer evening, the satisfyingly fed belly, his hand on my neck, the roughness of the wall on my skin, the way the skirt of my dress is hooked up around my waist, the feel of my juices coating my labia and thighs, the glint of light in his eye from the distant street lamps, the precise and accurate touch of my own finger on my clit, but most of all, the feel of his fingers buried inside my aching cunt, the way he knows just how to move them, just where to touch, where to rub, where to twist and turn, and when to growl in my ear. "Come for me, slut." And I do. I love being fingered, and I mean really fucking love it. If there is anything that is a kink for me, it is being fingered, along with being fucked. In fact, fingering done right with me, touching my clit, is pretty much guaranteed to result in an orgasm for me. Being fingered, though, is one of my favourite things, and something that, when done right, will nearly always make me orgasm. I love cock, but fingers have special skills that cocks don't. They can rub and twist and stretch and push and turn in ways that no penis is capable of. There is also something so fucking hot about seeing fingers in me. We've used mirrors, cameras and pillows so that I can really enjoy that view and get off on doing it. Oh, and watching him fing somewhere else? That totally works for me too. Then there are the words, the things he says to me. "Let me see how wet you are. How many fingers can you take? Your juices are all over my hand. I'm going to enjoy fucking this cunt later. Don't you come without asking. Come on, my fingers, you dirty bitch. You get the idea. Words like that, combined with his skillful touch, make for a very turned-on Molly. For me, there is a strong power dynamic to the act. It is him working my body, penetrating it, yes, for my pleasure, but he is the one in complete control, while I am the one being pushed to lose control. I love that feeling of being defiled, from the first moment of his fingers against my labia to the eye-rolling moment when he slides his fingers into me. He has, without doubt, made it his business to learn my body, and that includes my cunt. And as a result, he knows exactly how and where to touch me, to draw my body towards release, and eventually tip me, shuddering and gasping over the edge, as my cunt pulses in orgasmic delight around his fabulous fingers. If you enjoyed this, find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.